Thank you for joining us this afternoon on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Luke Steffen. We're here at the Centennial Ice Arena in Wilmette, Illinois, the second semifinal of the Wolves Cup. The first game saw the Admirals defeat the Evanston Wildcats 2-1. So the winner of this game will advance to the final to play the Admirals in Joliet next week. Both teams are out near their goals, getting ready to go. It should be an exciting game based on what we saw in that first semifinal game.
Yeah, you're right, Luke. I wouldn't expect anything different. I mean, we've seen highly competitive games throughout all the games in the tournament here. Some high-scoring affairs, some tight affairs like the last game we had between the Wildcats and the Admirals. But overall, they've all been very competitive as these teams vie to get into that championship game. So we'll see what takes place here between the Hawks and Peoria.
Peoria in navy blue jerseys, yellow numbers. Chicago in white jerseys with red numbers, blue trim to the numbers as well.
Yeah, they're using that the old Peoria Rivermen. Former minor league team of the St. Louis Blues till they affiliated now with the Chicago Wolves.
Yes.
But they're using those colors, the Rivermen are. And then the Hawks, kind of along the lines of the Washington Capitals type jerseys there.
Very similar. I can see that for sure.
Well, Grimes looks ready to go. He's not leaving his post.
Yes, that's Noah Grimes in goal for Chicago. And it's going to be Tristan Reif, the goalie for Peoria.
All right, let's have a great game here,
yes.
Luke.
At center ice for Chicago, Brett Coltra wins the faceoff. In and a shot by number 12, Reed Gannon for the Hawks. Now in the near corner in Peoria's end, sent along, pass behind the net to the far boards. Peoria trying to clear, kept in right now by Chicago. Cross ice and now cleared by the Rivermen. Here comes number 10 for Peoria, Maxwell Morris. He's joined on the attack by number 1 for the Rivermen, Logan Maloney. Shot on goal, save. Working for it is number 16, Jonathan Blanchard, but saved by Noah Grimes.
Yeah, Blanchard had several cracks at it, but Grimes was all over that, not letting anything get on that right left post of his. His left post, our right.
Yes. Noah Chase and Finn Little in a circle right now. It stays in the Hawks' end behind the net. Peoria looking to get it out. It actually goes to number 10 for Chicago, Jimmy Paisani. Paisani to 8, Matthew Mardula. Circles around behind the Rivermen net. Out to number 11, Luke Alpe. Skating towards the center.
Oh,
shot
off the post.
Off the post. Another shot knocked down by the defenseman for Peoria. And cleared out to center ice. Alpe keeps it tilted towards the Peoria net. Looking for a shot. Number 8, Mardula. Knocked away. And in the near corner. Sent along. Peoria tries to clear. It's out to center ice. And it's not going to be a race. Alpe and Blanchard. Blanchard gets to it for Peoria. Blanchard behind the net looking for help. Shoots it out. And it's taken there by number 82, Nichols for Chicago. Nichols skates in. Shot knocked away by a defenseman's stick. Back comes Peoria. They've got 3-on-2 if they hurry. Now Chicago getting back, and they'll even the odds. Dumped into the corner, the near corner. That's Nolan Helfer for Peoria. Centering attempt taken away there. 94 for Chicago. Graham Holmes with the defensive play. Blanchard keeps it in the Chicago end towards the far corner. Chicago's had it momentarily taken away. And now number 53 for the Hawks, Tyler Glaw with it. Glaw skates in, has it forced along the near boards. Back behind the net, 83 for the Hawks. Brett Coltra with it out near the blue line. sent wide to the near boards. Number 12 for Peoria, Clark Wilkins there. Still in the Peoria zone. A shot from the blue line.
Wow.
Saved by Reif. What a save by Reif.
That was deflected too, I believe. Yes. And screened either way. What a save by Reif is right.
Now in the neutral zone, Peoria looking for an avenue to attack. They do get into the Hawks' end. It goes along into the near corner. Morris there for Peoria. He's forced to give it up to Malarkey for Chicago. Now number 12, Gannon with it. Sends it out center ice. And attacking is Zach Laskowski. Laskowski, a shot. Glove down. What a save there. Another big save by Tristan Reif for Peoria, keeping it scoreless in the early going. 9:37 to play in the first period. Peoria Rivermen 0, Chicago Hawks 0. The faceoff in the Rivermen end.
And Reif looks very calm and collected in net there.
Yes, he does. Off the faceoff, an opportunity perhaps along the near boards for Chicago. Oh, a big hit there and a penalty. Knocked down for the Hawks was Matthew Mardula going to the box for the Rivermen.
A roughing call.
Yes, is number 16 for Peoria, Jonathan Blanchard.
Six.
On number six, so that's Brody Keene. Elp, the shot from the blue line, deflected wide. And clear down behind Chicago's net. Grimes slows it down there. LP there for Chicago. Shoots it out to center ice. Collected there by number 12, Reed Gannon. Helped along by Zach Laskowski. Behind the Peoria net, Laskowski circling. He's got LP at the blue line. Laskowski actually instead back into the near corner. Now out to LP. Again, back in the near corner. That's 83 for Chicago. Brett Coltra behind the net. Coltra with it. Coltra circling in the along the near boards. We're almost at a minute into this penalty. Not a whole lot of action on it so far. Chicago does have Peoria in there. Shot there goes high. Another shot knocked away by the defense for the Rivermen into the far corner. Here comes behind the net. Circling. Shot save. Save by Reif. And number 12 for Chicago, Reed Gannon, poking at him and poking at the puck a bit to see if he could get it free and into the net. No go, though. 7:57 to play in the first period. Still scoreless.
The Rivermen had a chance to clear that puck along the far boards there, but I think there was a little miscommunication between the forward and the defenseman, and by the time they went to get it, the defenseman, Hawks player was already on it.
The Hawks keep it in off of this faceoff, looking for an opportunity here. It's number 8 for the Hawks. That's Matthew Mardula. Now to 22, Finn Little. Little circling towards the slot. Lets a shot go just wide. Oh, you heard that hit off the boards.
Heavy shot.
Yes. And into the netting in the far corner. 1 second left on the penalty.
And for the most part, the Rivermen are doing a good job of keeping the Hawks on the perimeter here.
That's, yes, very true. That prevented the Hawks from getting off many shots on that particular power play.
Mm-hmm.
The puck stayed in the Rivermen zone, but not many good looks for the Hawks.
Exactly.
And now we're at even strength as the puck is dropped. It is still in Peoria's end. Still on the perimeter on the far side. Number 4 for the Hawks, Luke Gaffney with it near the blue line. Now Peoria skates it out And here comes a shot. Save. Big save by Grimes for the Hawks. Blanchard had a point-blank look at that one, but Grimes just turned him away.
Yeah, that was a great offensive play there by Blanchard. And Grimes, having not been tested in a while, up to the task there.
Chase for Peoria and number 82, Nate Nichols, for Chicago on this draw. In the Chicago end, Peoria with it. Backhanded shot goes wide. Chase gets it for Peoria. Nichols follows him into the corner. Chicago looking to clear. Good effort so far by Maxwell Morris to keep it in for Peoria. Now out along the far side. Streaking down the side and dumping it in behind the Peoria net. Shot now along the near boards. Chicago keeping it in this time. Number 71 for the Hawks back there. Spin and a shot that goes just wide. Centering attempt. Controlled by Peoria. Let's see. Oh, a big hit there. Dumped back in by the Hawks. 43 for Peoria. Michael Natoli back and collecting this.
That was Nichols with the hit for the Hawks. Hit.
Taken away there. An opportunity for Zach Laskowski. Behind the net. Spins to the center. Nobody there. From the blue line, a shot. Wide. Still in the near corner and near boards of the Rivermen end. They're trying to work it out. It squirts around to the far boards, out to center ice. Alpe and Blanchard battling for it. Alpe with it for Chicago. Has an open man. That's Gannon, Reed Gannon in Peoria's end, taken away by the Rivermen defense. Out to center ice. Blanchard working for it for Peoria. He's battling with Luke Alpe. Now in the neutral zone. Sent in by 83, Brett Coltra for Chicago. Chasing it down, number 15, Mason Minkle for Peoria. And now out an opportunity for Noah Chase. Noah Chase, a pass. Shot, knocked down, rebound, knocked away. And here comes Finn Little for Chicago. Finn Little streaking down. Gives up a pass and a shot goes wide for Laskowski. Still in the Peoria end. Trying to clear it out of the Rivermen. 4 minutes to play in the period. Finn Little had it along the edge. It goes out. 94 for Chicago. Graham Holmes is there at center ice to dump it back in. And stoppage in play.
Shot into the Rivermen's bench there. Well, the Rivermen have had just brief bursts, but overall the ice has been tilted by the Hawks into the Rivermen zone. They've had trouble getting outside of their zone. Again, not much coming in the terms of shots from the slot, but a lot of puck possession time for the Hawks early on.
3:40 still to play in the first period. No goals for either side yet here in this second semifinal of the Wolves Cup. Puck squirts towards the middle, controlled there by the defense, and sent out. Let's see if anybody can touch it. Chicago gets to it first. Finn Little with it in his end. Here come the Hawks again. This time it's number 10, Jimmy Pisani. Shot goes wide. Now behind the net, Finn Little with it. Little circling towards the middle. Poked towards the corner by Mardula. kept in by number four, Luke Gaffney for the Hawks. They've got a player down. That's Mordula that's down. Gets back up just in time to get to the puck. To Finn Little behind the net. Centering pass. Goal! Goal. That's number 10, Jeremy Pisani in the right place for that pass to pump it in.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, Luke. They so much possession time inside the Rivermen zone. That time they were finally able to get a pass into the slot. Good patience, good puck movement by the Hawks, and finally getting that first goal.
So they have a 1-0 lead, 2:46 to play here in the first period. Now Chase with it for Peoria. Chase skates into Chicago's end, met there by Nichols. Nichols along the boards to Glaw. And it actually winds up going back towards the Hawk net. Luke Alpe there. Kept in. Chase behind the Hawk net. Chase has got McCarthy in front right now if he can get it to him. Fisher's out there as well for Peoria, David Fisher. McCarthy dumps it in along the far side. Tie up there. Noah Chase working for it. It gets by Ethan Gully for Peoria. But sent back into Chicago's end. Luke Alpe and Coltra for Chicago there. Oh, it's Coltra with it.
Nice whack by McCarthy there.
It is. At center ice, Coltra dumps it into Peoria's end. There for the Rivermen, number 12, Clark Wilkins. Wilkins pass intercepted by Coltra. Coltra had a shot for a second there. Good defense. Team defense. Here comes Wilkins taking himself, skating down into Chicago's end. Met there by Lasowski. Wilkins delivers a hit to number 3 for Chicago, Ian Pavlicek. Pavlicek back up, though, behind his net with a puck.
Well, I don't know. They peeled off really quickly there as opposed to being on the forecheck. I'm not sure. You know, they were so quick to peel back and cover.
That puck now in front, a tie-up in front of the Peoria net, and Rife able to get down on the puck to prevent it from just getting knocked in by that pile of bodies. 58 seconds to play in the first period. A 1-0 lead for the Chicago Hawks on the Peoria Rivermen.
Yeah, kind of it's a conservative offensive approach, at least what we've seen so far from the Rivermen. We'll see if they open it up a little bit more. It's only a one-goal game, but again, most of the play has been dominated inside their own end. They need a little more possession time inside the Hawk zone.
Backhand and a stick save there by Rife.
That was a big save.
Now here comes a chance for Peoria. Making a move, number 8, Camden Dougherty. Centered, knocked away, out to center ice. Gully there for Peoria. Dumped it back in. Pavlicek behind his own net for the Hawks. Chicago tries to clear along the near boards. They do out at center ice. It's Finn Little again. Finn Little to number 8, Matthew Mardula. Mardula goes down in Peoria's end, and we've got a penalty. He goes down because he was tripped. Tripping with 15 seconds to play in the first period. The Hawks a chance to add to their 1-0 lead because Peoria will have to be on the penalty kill.
Well, if you're Peoria, you want to win this draw here, kill that remaining 15 seconds, go into the break here, your 3-minute break, and kind of regroup.
Camden Dougherty in the box for the Rivermen. The draw won by Chicago. They send it along the far boards. Centering attempt, it hit a skate and went wide. 5 seconds left in the period. Can Chicago get a shot off? It's in the middle. Saved.
Ooh. Well, see if they're going to put a second. No, they'll let it go.
They'll let it go, yes. The whistle blew at about 1 second, but they say that's enough for the first period. A 1-0 lead for the Chicago Hawks on the Peoria Rivermen. The Northern Illinois Hockey League, NIHL, is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42 travel hockey organizations. Almost all the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. In this 48th season of play, The Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all its playing divisions. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Peewee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. The league also offers all girls hockey divisions each season. NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the league's Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL president, at www.nihl.info. Hockey fans, catch the Chicago Wolves at home on Saturday, March 4th versus Cleveland at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 5th versus Manitoba at 3 p.m. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. We are in the second semifinal of the Wolves Cup here at the Centennial Ice Arena in Wilmette. I'm Luke Steffen. Thank you for joining me on Chicago Sports, sportsonchicago.com this afternoon. It is a 1-0 lead for the Chicago Hawks over the Peoria Rivermen right now. Earlier today, we saw the Admirals beat the Evanston Wildcats 2-1 to advance to that final. We'll see who their opponent is based on how the rest of this game goes. Gannon with it right now for the Hawks, fires a shot from the blue line. Saved by Tristan Reif for Peoria. Reif's had a lot of work in the first period, facing a power play for the Hawks to start the second. He'll be busy again, you would think. A pass there goes into the neutral zone for the Hawks. They have to regroup. In comes Zach Laskowski. Laskowski looks for a shot from the slot, and he scores! Goal for Zach Laskowski. And the Hawks increase their lead to 2-0 early here in the second period.
Yeah, big goal there, big power play goal, 2-0. To me, right now, that kind of feels like a big lead, you know, just the way the game's been playing so far. You know, not that Peoria can't come back, but, you know, they really have to step up their possession time inside the Chicago zone. And now that they're back to even strength, let's see if they can do that.
Wilkins dumps it in for Peoria, so this is a start behind the net. Number 11, Noah Chase, and number 8, Camden Dougherty. Chicago does get it out. Here come the Hawks again. It's number 8, Matthew Mardula skating in. Mardula to the slot, shot, glove, save! Tristan Reif with an important save there for Peoria, because that was a good shot from Mardula. Big save by Reif to keep his team in it.
Yeah, let's see if that turns out to be an important save in the scheme of things. At least keeping the team only down 2.
A reason to believe still for Peoria.
Right.
Nolan McCarthy gets in there, and McCarthy wins the draw for the Rivermen. Chicago keeps it in behind his net. Gully with it for Peoria. Ethan Gully circling around looking for a way out to McCarthy. McCarthy taps it towards the blue line, kept in by Chicago. Now it bounces out at center ice. Tapped back in. Gully's got it for the Rivermen. Chicago attacking again. That's number 8, Mardula, there to keep it in. It goes towards the net. McCarthy with him. McCarthy deflects it out. Maybe an opportunity here for Blanchard. Luke Alpe there for Chicago, slows him down. Whoa, and Blanchard goes spinning down. Back come the Hawks. Finn Little with it along the near boards. Hit by Natoli, shakes it off. Little in front of the net, a pass. And that was Tyler Law, who couldn't quite get all of his stick on it to put it on net. Chase with it for Peoria now in his own zone. Long clearing attempt. Corralled at center ice by the Hawks. Chicago sends it down along the far boards. And no icing there. Peoria was looking for it. That's Glaw behind the Peoria net for Chicago, joined by Nichols. Peoria clears it out towards the middle of the ice. Here comes Natoli for Peoria. That's Michael Natoli with it into Chicago's end. 10:25 to play in the second period. A 2-0 lead for the Chicago Hawks. puck goes into the neutral zone. Blanchard keeps it. They're going to call offsides on that.
Yeah, not so sure. I think he was already outside of the zone when he received that.
I was really surprised by that call. But we are at a little bit of an angle up here and elevated. The referees are right on the ice. Maybe it was something different than that because the faceoff's actually coming from center ice. So I'm not quite sure what that call was, but the draw won by the Hawks. Oh, falling down for Peoria, Wyatt Swanger. It allows the Hawks to keep it in, and then everyone slipping right now, both teams. The shot saved by Reif Laskowski. Gannon falls down for Chicago. It's along the far boards in front of the Chicago bench right now and cleared out. Squirts pass all the way towards the Chicago net where Noah Grimes settles it down for Chicago. I haven't had to call Grimes' name much in this game.
No, you haven't. That kind of tells the story, at least through halfway through the game.
Camden Dougherty putting on some pressure for the Hawks, for the Rivermen. The Hawks clear it out again. Wilkins for Peoria. At least pushing the puck towards the Hawks' net. It is again in Peoria's zone. Looking for a way out, falling down, miscommunication there. Laskowski, a shot. Oh, it almost went through and finally saved by Reif. Laskowski took that shot from the near circle. Reif had a bit of trouble with it. Nobody in front of the net to make him pay for dropping that puck, giving up the rebound.
Nope.
Still 2-0. Hawks in front of the Rivermen. 9:04 to play here in the second period. We'll see Noah Chase and Finn Little taking this draw. It goes towards the blue line, kept in by number 81 for Chicago, Mike Malarkey. Mardula for Chicago on the far boards. Battle there. And out into the neutral zone. Here comes number 11, Noah Chase for Peoria. Michael Natoli sends it back into the Chicago end. Looking for a way out are the Hawks. They've got it perhaps along the near boards. Tipped back into their end. McCarthy putting on some pressure for Peoria. McCarthy got his stick on it. Chase knocked down. The Chicago defenseman there. Solid effort in a neutral zone by David Fisher as well. It does finally go back into Peoria's end. There is Ethan Gully for the Rivermen. Gully circles out from behind his net, sends it to center ice. Corralled there by the Hawks. At center ice, battle for the puck. Knocked towards Chicago's end anyway. Now in Peoria's end, Gully chasing it down behind his own net. Circles around and hemmed in there by a couple of Hawks. Turns it over, centering pass. Glaw couldn't get his stick on it out to the blue line. A shot, deflected. Here comes Blanchard for Peoria. Blanchard skates it past center ice, makes a move. Blanchard in for the circle shot. Save. And now it's out in the neutral zone near center ice. Nobody can get good stick on it yet. Chicago does. Here comes number 11, Luke Alpe. Luke Alpe's backhanded shot. Saved by Reif behind the net. Who can get control of it? Wraparound attempt. No. That's number 71 for Chicago. Looking for an opening. Can't get it. Luke Alpe there again for Chicago. And along the far boards. Chicago comes up with it. Reif deflects it back into the far corner. Wilkins there, wraparound effort by...
Oh, it's right there. Oh, wow.
That was a wraparound effort by Tyler Glaw, and the skate of Tristan Reif pinned it against the post before it could get in.
And it was a quick whistle, too.
Yes.
Fortunate for the Rivermen there. So
right, you said it was right there. Yeah. It might not really have been out of play, but the referees did blow the whistle.
Right.
You were going to say?
Well, it's everything has been about the puck battles along the boards, and the Hawks have been winning those dominantly, at least so far, you know, through the first half of the game. And that's what's keeping the Rivermen penned inside their zone. And that also keeps them from having any sustained offense in the Chicago zone, because the Hawks are usually the first to the boards and winning those battles.
That's true. Just a bit of pressure right now from Peoria.
The other thing, passing hasn't been as crisp for the Rivermen as well. They're having trouble, and a lot of that has to do with the defensive pressure they are getting from the Hawks. We're also missing some opportunities to get passes tape to tape.
Right now in the Hawk end, they clear. Here comes number 9 for the Hawks, Zach Laskowski. He's got one goal already today. Laskowski, backhanded shot, high and wide. Kept in. Gannon for Chicago in the near circle. Backhand knocked away by Fisher for Peoria. Out to McCarthy at center ice. McCarthy and Blanchard for the Rivermen, joined by Fisher in the Hawks zone. Oh, in front of the net there, took a dangerous hop and a save by Grimes. Sends it out to his teammates. Here comes Laskowski again. Laskowski, centering pass, kicked away. From the blue line, a shot bounced in. That puck bounced in. It didn't necessarily look dangerous at first, but Malarkey, a good bounce there on his shot from near the blue line, just bounced over the stick of goaltender Tristan Reif for Peoria, and now Chicago leads 3-0, 5-1 to play. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, they're going to say it was knocked down with a high stick.
Knocked down with a high stick. Wow.
Very well could have been.
Yeah.
That's the signal from the referee. Unfortunately, we don't have a replay. But when we get back to the lab, we'll take a look at it and see. But obviously, that was with the call here. And obviously, with the puck going down as much as it did, you had to think of deflection. I just didn't get a good look at who had the stick on it and where it was positionally.
So a break for the Rivermen. They faceoff is in the Hawks end now. Can Peoria take advantage? Centering effort, no. Nobody home for that. It is still now behind the net. Another centering effort shot. Goal! It hit the post.
Oh, man.
That
looked like a sure goal.
That was Noah Chase. I thought he must have just hit the inside as close to a goal as possible without going in. Sent back in a struggle end. And that's number 16 for Peoria there. Jonathan Blanchard battling for it. Cleared by the Hawks. Here comes number 10, Jimmy Pisani. Pisani, the other goal scorer for the Hawks. Shot knocked down by Wilkins for Peoria. Wilkins behind his net with some speed. Turns it over to Tyler Glaw for Chicago. Glaw shot, rebound, in front of the net, goal! Follow up by Glaw, and a goal!
And I think a lot of that, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of that was started by Glaw anyways.
Yes. Glaw and Nichols were in front of the net, and Glaw got the goal there.
As Glaw was in on the forecheck, they get on the Rivermen puck handlers quickly. And they were able to turn that into a turnover and then a goal.
Starting to become a significant mountain for the Rivermen to climb. 3:50 to play in the second period. A 3-0 lead for the Hawks.
Right.
It's the semifinals of the Wolves Cup, though. Peoria's not going to quit. Nichols skates it in for Chicago. Shot goes just wide. Oh, and the referee kind of knocked down the Rivermen defender there. That's unfortunate. He's up. Here comes Blanchard for Peoria. Blanchard skates in. Can he get a shot off? Not yet. It's behind the net now with Blanchard. To the far side. Blanchard still with the puck. Gives it off, and it goes out of the zone. Controlled by the Hawks. They skate through center ice and dump it down into the Peoria net into the Peoria zone. Long pass there. It's McCarthy with it. McCarthy tried to make a move, had it taken away from him. Here comes number 12 for Chicago. That's Reed Gannon. Gannon looking for an opportunity. Gannon along the near boards. Passes it back out to number 3, Ian Pavlicek. Gannon with it. Behind the net, Zach Laskowski. Laskowski circles around. Shot! Oh! Hit off of a skate, goes behind the net. Gannon in front. Gannon spins. Shot, no. Laskowski and McCarthy battling. Centering effort. Gannon has it taken away from him. Kept in. Pavlicek to Laskowski. Laskowski. Rife there. Rife gets his glove on it on the ice there. Freezes it at the 2:16 mark. We'll have a faceoff in the Riverman end. They lead 3-0. The Hawks lead the Rivermen 3-0. Rife gets a bit of encouragement there. I think that was Mason Minkle telling him to hang in there. It's been tough. The Hawks have dominated play, or possession of the puck anyway, so far.
Yeah, he'd be okay. Rife would be okay if they play in the other end of the ice here. I know that's what Peoria's looking to do. Sooner or later, though, they are going to have to activate their defensemen. They've been pretty conservative, staying high at the point, not dropping down low, and the forwards just have been outnumbered once they get inside the zone.
Wilkins to Blanchard, a centering effort, taken away. Here come the Hawks again. Long pass to Finn Little, taken away. Gully with it for Peoria at center ice.
Oh, that's a trip up. For sure.
Yes.
Maybe this could be a break that Peoria is looking for. That could be dangerous as well.
That was Mason Minkle that took a tumble near center ice for Peoria, going to the box for Chicago. Let's see. Who will they send off?
Where is the box?
Well, it's...
I know the goalie's been in there. The backup goalie's been in there the whole... Just don't have a box?
Jimmy Pisani, he's got a full cage on his, so it looks like, sort of looks like he's got a goalie helmet on there, but it's just a full cage to his helmet.
All right, so he is there.
Yes.
And then the backup goalie's on the other side.
Yes.
So he, all right.
A minute 15 for the period, a minute 30. Five on the power play for Peoria. They trail 3-0. Oh, just fell down. Otherwise, Coltra may have had a shorthanded opportunity for Chicago. He still is battling for it in the near corner here with a swarm of Peoria Rivermen. They get it out to Blanchard. Blanchard looking for a way out of his zone, bothered by Gannon. Gannon having the circle back. Great penalty kill so far.
There we go.
Here comes number 11 for Peoria, Noah Chase. Chase is centering pass, nobody there. And long all the way back into Peoria's end. 30 seconds for the period. A 3-0 Chicago Hawks lead there. Stolen away. Rife with a save, big save. Wilkins knocks down Nichols for Chicago. At center ice, dumped back in. Blanchard there for Peoria. Chase now with it. In the neutral zone, poke back down again. 10 seconds left. If Peoria wants a rush, they've got to go now. 5 seconds left. Minkle at center ice, and that's the end of the period. The Chicago Hawks lead the Peoria Rivermen 3-0 here in the semifinals of the Wolves Cup after two periods of play. We will be broadcasting NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament games from all the Bantam Gold A, Gold B, Silver, and Girls 14U tournament sites. Keep your eye on the NIHL.info website and the NIHL Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming broadcasts of NIHL Bantam Wolves Cup Tournament games. If you are interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the NIHL Game of the Week broadcasts, please call Peter Ferrari at the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. Good luck to all the teams competing in the end-of-season NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament taking place now through March 5th. The Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. So as we get ready for the third period of play on SportstownChicago.com, it's a 3-0 lead for the Chicago Hawks here at the Centennial Ice Arena in Wilmette. The Peoria Rivermen, a 21-second power play to start the third period. A spot opposite the Admirals in the Wolves Cup final on the line today. Peoria with the puck off of that opening draw. They shoot it into Chicago's end. Chasing it down is Minkle for Peoria. Kept in by Chase. Minkle working with it along the near boards. Pavlicek, nifty play to get it out. And we're even strength breaking out. An opportunity here, a breakaway.
Oh!
Big save by Reif. Big save by Reif. He stopped Jimmy Pisani, who came out of the box and had that opportunity for Chicago. Wow, that was a great timing for Pisani and an even better save for Reif. Gives his team life again here. Chase skates in, but offsides.
It looks like Minkle was offsides on that play. Too bad for the Riverman, but boy, on the other end, Reif with a huge
Reif
save.
Reif with a huge save. Great knowledge by Pisani to see that puck get to it and know to take it to the net right away. He had a great opportunity there. He's got one goal already today. The draw in the neutral zone. Shot back towards Peoria's end. Chasing it down for the Riverman is Clark Wilkins. Wilkins looks for an outlet. Morris there along with Blanchard for Peoria. Morris skates it in. Morris centering pass.
Oh!
Dougherty an opportunity. Blanchard and wow. Save. Whoa. That was a big save there for Noah Grimes for Chicago.
Yeah, way to cover that one up. Nice offensive play there and rush by the Rivermen. That was probably one of their better chances of the entire game. Let's see if they can build on that.
Face off on the far circle. Chicago wins it. Behind the net, Gaffney. Gaffney sends it to the blue line. Wilkins a shot.
Ooh,
oh!
Good deflection.
Yes, deflected there. Deflected away. Dougherty keeps it in. Blanchard turns. Shot! What a save. Oh! Well, wow. After the save, Gaffney knocked down number 10, is that, for Peoria? Maxwell Morris.
Yeah,
Morris got knocked down after that save by Gaffney. Not to take away from the great save by Grimes there, though. I mean, Grimes stood up and caught that shot that was a dangerous opportunity for the Rivermen.
His best couple sequences here for the Rivermen. Let's see, again, continue to build on it. They need to be aggressive along the boards. And they got to get numbers in there.
Glaw with it on the near boards right now for Chicago, kept in by Chase and McCarthy. Chase dumps it off. Bouncing around in the slot there, and it goes out. Chicago trying to counter. Here they come. An opportunity knocked away by the Rivermen defense. Stays behind the Peoria goal. Chicago looking for an opportunity here. That's number 53 for Chicago, Tyler Glaw. Noah Chase on defense for the Rivermen. Glaw fires a shot and Reif with a save.
Nice and casual and calm as he has been.
Yes.
Even though he's been under siege
yes.
a lot.
Yeah, if Reif was off of his game today, this would be much more lopsided than it is. The
right.
Rivermen still have a chance.
Yep.
10:42 to play in the third period. 3-0 Chicago Hawks right now. Off the draw, Chicago keeps it in. Circling in, looking for a shot is Matthew Mardula. Mardula centers to Finn Little, drops it back to Pavlicek. A long shot from near the blue line, no. Lots of bodies in front of the net, didn't let that get through. Behind the net for Chicago, Jimmy Pisani. Clark. Wilkins opposing him for Peoria. Puck bounces up and bounces free. Here come the Rivermen. Skating with it is Wilkins. Wilkins circles around. Backhanded shot. No. Minkle with it still for Peoria. Minkle centers. Couldn't quite get a stick on it. Number 49, Braden Helfer for Peoria.
Yeah, that time Blanchard cleared the zone while they still had the puck inside, and that left him a little shorthanded around the net. Otherwise, I think they could have had some sustained pressure. But again, you know, they're worried about Chicago on the other end. I understand that, but you're chasing three goals.
Here comes Chase. Wraparound shot. No. Spun around. Fired that from the slot just wide. Kept in. Centering attempt for Dougherty. Not there. Peoria with it in their end to Chase. Chase skates in. Fires a shot. Bounces wide. Morris there for Peoria. Chicago shoots it up into the netting. That was 83 for the Hawks. Brent Coltra that shed it into the netting. 9:10 to play. We'll have a faceoff. Chicago a 3-0 lead for the Hawks. In some ways, it's about just getting these last 9 minutes to move.
Right, right.
Semifinals of the Wolves Cup. An opportunity to meet the Admirals on the line here. Right now, the Chicago Wolves lead the Peoria Rivermen.
Hawks.
Hawks lead, yes, in the Wolves Cup, the Chicago Hawks lead the Peoria Rivermen 3-0. That'd be an old AHL game.
Yeah. And I hope the Wolves were up more than 3-0 if they were playing.
Centering effort there. Knocked away. Back comes Peoria. Gannon with it for the Hawks. Number 10 for Peoria, Maxwell Morris. Shoots it out, but Gannon keeps it in for the Hawks. Turned over and out to center ice. Gaffney there in his own zone for Chicago. Gaffney looking for a pass. Couldn't quite hook up with Brett Coltra for Chicago. Gaffney keeps it in. Gaffney makes a move, gets around one defender. Had to give it up there. Now it's out in the neutral zone, and actually Malarkey corrals it for Chicago in his own end. Kept in the Hawk zone. Blanchard for Peoria. Blanchard. Coulter and McCarthy behind the Chicago net. Gaffney for the Hawks. McCarthy, Blanchard eyeing the net for Peoria. Shot knocked down by Malarkey. Fisher for Peoria behind the net to Blanchard.
Oh, yeah, now McCarthy Fisher. Wide open on the other side. That would have been the better outlet.
McCarthy chasing for Peoria. Here comes Laskowski for Chicago. Laskowski and Gannon. Offsides. Offsides on the Hawks at the 7:20 mark of the third period.
Well, Hawks have been very impressive, to say the least, Luke. They just, again, keeping things out on the perimeter. Peoria has been coming a little bit here in this third period, but nothing too crazy. And the Hawks have still been able to get some zone time inside the Riverman zone. So it's not like they're laying back either.
Right now, Peoria with it, looking for an opportunity. Nobody knows where the puck is at this point. It's bouncing around in the slot, and now it's free. Here comes an attack from Chicago, knocked away, and that was Reif getting a pad on it after it got all the way to the net in a tangle of players. Now along the near boards in Peoria's end. Who's going to come away with it? The clock's still ticking. We're at 6:30 to play in the third period. It's Noah Chase with it for Peoria. Tapped out towards center ice. Sent back down. Chase gets a skate on it, deflects it. Shot, Luke Elpe with the stop for Chicago. Out towards center ice again. Here comes 53 for the Hawks, Tyler Glaw. And a save by Reif. Reif drops the puck. I'm not sure if anybody knew where the puck was for a moment there, but Reif had it. Long pass. And Noah Grimes deflects it away from Blanchard into the corner.
Yeah, good decision to come out of his net on that.
Alpe up ahead to Finn Little. Finn Little skates in. Little centers. Backhanded centering attempt by Jimmy Pisani. Kept in by Ian Pavlicek. Skating in centering attempt. And Reif gets on that puck as well. This time, Reif freezes the puck at the 5:14 mark in the third period. His team trails 3-0. Chicago Hawks looking for that berth in the championship against the Admirals. Faceoff in the Peoria Rivermen end, and Reif saves a shot. Didn't have a lot on it, but Reif froze it there. 5:11 to play. Off the draw. Peoria's got it. Wow, Pavlicek caught that.
They're saying he brought it in offside.
He caught it right near the blue line, just past the blue line, as it turns out for the Hawks.
I'm sure they'll trade the offsides for a potential breakout for the Rivermen.
Yes.
Good play by Pavlicek.
And backhanded shot.
Oh, I thought that was
it. Hit the net is what happened there. That backhanded shot by Brett Coltra. And another faceoff in the neutral zone now at 4:55 to play in the third. Nate Nichols for the Hawks will take this faceoff. Tipped into the Peoria end. Here comes number 29 for Peoria, Ethan Gully. Gully works hard to shoot it towards the Hawk end. There is Gaffney for the Hawks. Cross ice pass, and up comes a Chicago attack. Peoria behind their net looking for an outlet. 91 Nolan McCarthy there. Along the near board, Chicago keeping it in right now. Peoria really having to work to get it out. McCarthy, that pass deflected. 53 for Chicago. Tyler Glaw keeping it in. As well as a host of other Hawk forwards. Glaw, shot on a bouncing puck. Reif just knocks that away. Keeps it 3-0. A shot from the blue line. Does Reif see it? He does. Uses his pad to knock that away. And back come the Rivermen now. Finally, another opportunity for Peoria. Skating in. Fisher with it. Fisher circles back towards the blue line. And it's knocked out. Peoria has to regroup. That puck batted up into the air. Blanchard looked for it for Peoria. Couldn't get to it. Number 10 for Chicago, Jimmy Pisani, tried to do it all on his own towards center ice. Now here comes number 8, Matthew Mardula. Mardula, shot. Nothing, rebound. Back comes Peoria, clearing it out at center ice. Nice pass. It's Blanchard. Blanchard forced towards the boards now. Blanchard, centering pass. Knocked away by number 8, Matthew Mardula for Chicago. To Finn Little. Finn Little with 22 on his back. A shot. Deflected. Nice defense there by Brody Keene, I believe that was, for Peoria. Peoria behind their net. 2:55 to play. Luke Elpe in the neutral zone for the Hawks. Sends it back behind the Peoria net. Peoria trying to get the puck out. Elpe almost had a stick on it there for Chicago. Pisani sends it down and in. Along the near boards. Alpe comes up with it for Chicago. Alpe, a centering pass. And goal! Nice, nice second effort there. That was Brett Coltrane who got the centering pass. kept poking at Tristan Reif, who couldn't quite get his glove on it. And a goal for Brett Cultra of the Chicago Hawks makes it 4-0 Hawks. 2:24 to play in the third period.
And he got knocked to the ice as a present for that goal.
Yes. 4 different Hawks have gotten in on the scoring action so far today. Now another shot there from Zach Laskowski. He was looking for his second goal. Jimmy Pisani and Tyler Glaw also have scored for the Hawks. Noah Chase with it for Peoria. Chase, a shot. Pad save there by Noah Grimes. Laskowski with it at center ice for the Hawks. Laskowski looking to make a move. Laskowski, backhanded shot, wide. 1:45 to play in the third period. 4-0 Hawks. Big shot, wound up and shot there by Reed Gannon. Nice save by Tristan Reif at center ice. Gannon again dumps it back into the Peoria end. Peoria trying to advance out. Chase will chase it. Pavlicek for the Hawks. Along the boards. Battle for it there. Who can come up with it? Chicago behind their own net. Number 81 for Chicago. Mike Malarkey doing the work there. Dumped in again. Kind of on net. Forces Noah Grimes at least to put his stick on it. Under 1 minute to play. 4-0 Chicago. Here come the Hawks again. Glaw with it for Chicago. Glaw shot. Big save by Reif there. Back comes Peoria. Malarkey got a stick on it momentarily for Chicago. Gaffney there as well for the Hawks. McCarthy for Peoria, putting some pressure on. Kept in. Shot. Deflected wide. 25 seconds to play. Peoria looking to at least get on the board here. Blanchard with it for the Rivermen. Glaw gets it out for Chicago. Little with it. Another shot for Chicago and a save. Glove save there by Tristan Reif. 10 seconds to play in the game. 4-0 Hawks over the Peoria Rivermen.
What a dominant performance here by the Hawks. It's been something to see here. They've been from the opening faceoff all the way here through the end of the game. They have been on the puck, on the Rivermen. And they've been relentless.
Their reward for this really solid performance, a matchup in the championship of the Wolves Cup against the Admirals. That's the final. 4-0, Chicago Hawks defeat the Peoria Rivermen.
That's been quite a battle, Luke.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, Peoria, you know, they got to the semifinal round, so they had a good run to get here. But obviously they just ran into a buzzsaw
today in terms of
the Hawks being able to elevate their game and put the pressure on. You know, so it should be a very exciting matchup there between the Admirals and the Hawks next weekend in Joliet.
Well, thank you for being with us this entire weekend on SportsTownChicago.com. Final score of this game, Chicago Hawks 4, Peoria Rivermen 0. And we'll see you in the finals of the NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament when the Chicago Hawks take on the Admirals. Thank you for joining us on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Luke Steffen. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.